Let's hit it. It's What the Buzz. I don't know why I'm looking at the camera like I'm doing a report on the nightly news. But hello and welcome to What the Buzz.
This is our tryout.
It's our tryout. As you can see or hear, maybe.
You can see us.
You can't hear.
As you can see, you
can difference
see.
Because it sounded amazing when I played it back. Yeah. But we are in a different studio today. We are also recording this live.
How fun.
How exciting.
Right?
We're trying to be like an actual podcast that records themselves.
Yeah, we're trying to grow up here.
So exciting. We have our great digital producer, Michelle. Is there someone at the door?
No, that one's rolling. No, I was checking it because I think she's checking the computer.
Yeah, oh, okay. I'm just making sure everything's running.
I'm Joanna Barba. Welcome to What the Buzz. I'm joined by my co-host, Emily Slate Murillo. Hello.
What's up? Yes.
We're also joined by our digital producer,
Hi.
Michelle Salazar.
You're not going to see her.
You can't
she's
see
her.
You won't see her because she's actually working behind the scenes, making sure that our cameras are rolling.
Yeah. It's a new setup we're going to try.
I'm so excited. We also have the lovely Elvira here behind us.
The queen.
The queen. And it took us a while to get her like this because she was not cooperating.
She's too big.
And at one point, it looked like I was going to take her to Ladytown.
Some nom-noms. You know?
I was going to eat some groceries, if you will.
Groceries.
Oh, no! She was ready
she
for it.
She heard us talking shit.
She knew.
Right?
She's like, you're talking shit about me.
We're taking this out of Buzz's studio, though, before you guys have a show again.
Although it'd be pretty fun if he...
Would he showed up? He probably wouldn't.
No, I think Nico would, though.
Nico would.
Be like, what's this? And then Buzz is going to grab it, and I don't want him to touch it.
Don't touch Elvira. But we are in Buzz's studio. Which is amazing. He left early today. Did
he
you
did.
Guys see?
And nobody told him what we were doing. So I think if we did, he would have stayed longer.
I feel like he would have as well. But I was a little mad. He left like at around 11 before 11:30, I think.
Yeah.
And he was like, have a good weekend.
Like someone's
was like,
happy.
I was like, whoa. I think he was a little tipsy.
Oh, yeah.
We had the guys from Dead Beach in today. And every time they come in, they bring in some very special treats.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, Buzz has to drink some.
And to try it on air.
He tries it on air, and then in between commercial breaks, and then towards the end of the show, he's already a little half drunk.
Yeah, those beers are pretty strong.
Those are some strong beers. They're having their Borderland Beer Fest tomorrow.
Yes, I saw the flyer behind Michelle.
There's a flyer?
There is.
It's back there. And so we're in Buzz's studio now, and everybody just remind me that when we leave here, I have to put everything back in the way it was on his board.
Yes.
By the way, the title of this one is going to be One Board, Three Girls.
That was
time
great.
Because how much time did it take us to figure this out?
Well, it's really you and Michelle. You
I
guys
was
figured
just
it
saying
out.
Nonsense.
I was eating Cheetos and then dealing with other things.
I knew that there had to be some button back there. I knew these mics worked because we've had tons of guests in here where we've had to use these mics before.
Yes, you guys in live performances with these mics.
Yeah, and I knew.
And it's very unlikely they were... unplugged.
Exactly.
I didn't even think of that. Yeah.
Very unlikely because when they come in, we have to have them ready to go. But I found out the button to push. Just remind me to push it back the way it was before Buzz shows up on Monday and is like, who the fuck was touching my board?
Oh, don't tell Nico. He'll probably be like, I'm just going to sit on the couch and then I'll do the show from here from now on.
Oh my God.
Oh, right?
This would be a nice way
oh,
to do
Buzz
the show.
Oh, Buzz would hate it.
He couldn't see him down
Buzz
here.
Buzz needs eye contact every time he's with someone. And I've noticed if Nico, because Nico sits right there. Buzz's board is right behind there. I'm showing to our audience who's watching this. And so Buzz needs that eye contact. And I've noticed if Nico leaves, Buzz will crouch over his computer to look to me back here. To see if I'm watching, and I have to be like, yes, Buzz, I am watching.
I say he misses you so much.
I think so. He really needs to look back. He used to just look back like this to see me laughing in the back of him. But now he has to like really try.
Now he has to really look for you.
Maybe he needs a taller chair.
I've noticed I have to get the taller chair.
Oh.
Because sometimes you don't see me back there.
And they're like, who's running the show?
When Brandon was there, that dude's tall.
True.
And so he you would stand the whole time.
And he would stand. I'm not standing the whole 4-hour show.
Yeah, no.
So the chair goes up a lot, but then I have to like jump onto the chair.
Get
a running start.
Well, I think they just got new chairs, but I think they always favor you guys. I think you could get a good chair out of the company.
Ooh.
If you say, and I then, need it for this.
And then I'll have to like carry it around like Mike does with this.
Oh my god, yeah, just roll it into yeah. the room.
Michelle and I always see Mike just rolling his chair back.
Yes, and Trisha does the same. Yeah, so those of you who do not know Mike and Trisha Mornings, Mike and Trisha, when they finish their show, they roll their chairs into their office.
Gosh.
Because they don't trust anyone else that works here to use their chair.
I mean, to be fair, people steal pens.
They
for
steal
some
pens.
Reason.
Steal pens.
They will steal the chairs. I think they've got either gone
chairs.
Missing. Yeah, the chairs have gone missing, or they come back really dirty, like with stains.
What do they do?
I don't know, and I don't want to know.
We don't need the specifics on that.
Yeah, I don't really know, but there's been emails about. You've trashed this place, or there's something on my chair.
Oh, it's usually.
I love those.
I know, I don't want to say it, but it's usually Trisha.
I miss those
emails. Those are so funny.
I do miss those emails because I'd be like, oh, she mad. She sent out an email to everybody.
I loved it because I knew it wasn't about me.
Yeah,
like, I was like, it's not me.
And then I'm all, who's hanging out in Kiss on that side of the studio trashing her site? At that point, it just seems like somebody has it against you, Trisha.
Yeah, I don't know if we ever found out who, but it seemed targeted.
It was targeted.
It seemed a little targeted.
Well, I mean, we have these chairs. These are kind of new. And it
they
all happened
new.
Because Brandon got injured.
I forgot about that.
We had those old chairs and they didn't, or like the back of it fell off. And then like the back is like this where it's holding like the... where you lean your back on it. He leaned a little too much and it fell and it just exposed like a pole.
Death.
He ended up getting a really nasty gash on his back. I don't mean to laugh because at the moment we were like, oh shit.
It was scary, yes.
It was scary, but then he was like, this fucking chair.
And that's how the station got new chairs.
And that's how we got new
finally.
Chairs.
Somebody had to get injured.
There had to be blood spilled, a blood sacrifice for us to get new chairs.
Sorry, Brandon. Yeah, you
I'm sorry.
One to sacrifice.
How else can we get new equipment?
We're gonna have to slit our wrists for it.
What
a
else
new
do
SD
I have
card.
To break or you know spill my blood on in order to get a new chair or something?
Well, at least you guys got new carpet. I just realized
this
that.
Is new.
This is new.
I feel like it's either new
holy shit
or cleaned. Because I remember it being disgusting.
Well, the cleaning
you're
lady
not
does
a
great job.
The cleaning lady does
shout
do a great
out to
job.
Shout out to Chella.
She's great. Shout out Chella. I love you.
And I apologize for I did, especially before I left on maternity leave, I used to just leave my stuff everywhere. She was very sweet and she would get a cup and put like my markers in places.
Aww.
She organized my office. She didn't need to.
She didn't need to, right? That's
she didn't need to and I feel bad.
Lisa, as much as I love her and miss her, messy. In her area back
yeah.
there, she had nail polishes everywhere. Nail polish remover, Q-tips,
food.
Floss, food.
Ooh.
Chella would clean the hell out of it. And at one point, Lisa had like a whole thing of nail polish. Chella brought in like a little stacky thing for her to put
oh,
her nail polish
cute.
On. So nice.
Shout out to Chella.
Shout out to her who had to deal with cleaning up somebody's poop this past weekend.
Sorry.
Out in
to laugh again, too.
Not part of her job description.
Yeah, that's not part of her job description.
But she goes out of her way.
She really
she's
does.
Great. Yeah, she's great. But seriously, why are people pooping in our yard?
It was a hobo.
The way you say it.
And they, yeah.
And the hobo.
They, like, cussed her out, too. I was here.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, what a
no.
bitch.
Yeah.
Well, like, she's still cleaning up your poop and you're yelling at
like
her?
She might be in a tough situation, yeah, but come on.
Well, it's because, come you on. Know, Chella had to tell her that she can't.
To get out.
Yeah, like, she can't be hanging
she was
around.
Like, excuse me, you can't just poop here in the front courtyard of
yeah.
Town Square Media, El Paso.
Even though some would agree, they would also want to take a dump in our front.
Yeah,
I'm sure some people would.
It wasn't Amber Heard.
It's like, change the music, please.
If you guys play Aerosmith one more time,
I'm gonna poop.
This is the final straw. Actually, let's not give anyone ideas.
No,
please
don't poop in our courtyard.
I'm gonna make that a graphic. What song would make you poop in our courtyard if we
what
play it?
What song would make you Amber Heard on our front courtyard?
Oh, that would be great.
That hobo had been at it since the morning. Like 6 a.m.
You saw her?
Well,
yes.
It was different hobos.
What
yours was a male, right?
I think it was a lady, actually.
Oh, okay. You know,
with
yeah.
like a headband and stuff.
Yeah, okay. That is the one that cussed her out.
Oh,
took
no.
A, took
a
poop.
Oh,
after looking at her
she
straight.
She apologized.
The hobo?
For pooping in
well,
the
it's
yard?
Chella had taken her clothes that she had She hanged. She wrapped around on the doors because she washed her clothes with our hose too, by the way. And nice. She was drying it, but Chela picked up the clothes and she's like, I'll return it when they come back. Uh-huh. And that's why she cussed her out, because she thought that
she stole her
she
clothes.
Threw away or stole it.
Oh, wow.
And so and they're very territorial. Yeah.
Yeah. And so Chela brought it back after she got cussed out and the lady was leaving. And then she's like, I'm so sorry. I thought you were like all the other people and blah, blah, blah.
Oh, my
so
goodness.
She apologized. And I was like, okay.
She was just defending
herself. Yeah. I mean, I guess I don't blame them for being.
I don't. Yeah,
I don't
not,
either.
Not, yeah, and so talking about it, but still, like the poop is funny.
The
I'm not gonna lie.
Funny.
Yeah,
but the email was funny.
yeah, it's the email that
there
drove
was an
this
email sent.
But now that I know she like washed her clothes and all that, like maybe we should let her wash her clothes here. Yeah. You know?
Just stop banging on the. She was banging on the door at 6 in the morning.
Yeah, don't do that. That's scary.
And at around 7:30, because I'm looking through the monitors, and I'm like, oh my god, there's a hobo out there just banging on the door. And at around 7:30, Adrian shows up and I'm all, hey, Adrian, can you do me a favor? I'm like, can you look and see if someone's there? And then he's like, let me just, oh, yeah, there's a homeless person up there.
Adrian. I can picture just the way Adrian did it, the way you just
but
said
because
it.
Because he did it all like, yeah, let me just, oh, yes, there's a homeless person out there. He's like, they're just standing out there. And I'm like, yeah, they've been banging on the door for a while now.
That's scary though.
It was a little scary. It scared me a little. And
it's
then I was
when
like
it's in the dark
cause yeah because it was dark
yeah.
still
yeah
the sun was barely coming out. It's 6 a.m. I'm here by myself because you know I work Saturdays still.
Your back hurts.
My back
carrying this building,
that's my new favorite thing.
And so I had to wait. I was looking through the monitors and I was like, I gotta pee. And I'm all, if I pass by, what if she's all like, hey, let me in?
You're going to have to sprint so hard past that door.
I looked through the monitor to see. I'm like, okay, she's not at the door. She's at the front door just looking in.
Oh, God.
So I went to the bathroom, but I didn't think it through because I'm an idiot. And then when I was coming back, I was like, oh, I didn't check to see if she would still be there. She was there.
Did she see you?
Yes.
Did and she I was try like, to talk to you?
You make
no,
eye contact.
But I was like, run back
maintain
into
maintain eye contact.
I know. I just get to your destination, Joanna, is what I thought. But the poor lady, aww. I was, you know, I did feel bad. I was like, oh, because she had like her whole bag and everything.
Oh, gosh.
And so I didn't say anything until we got that email that apparently she kept going at it.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, I haven't been here, but we have multiple homeless people that come through.
Yeah.
Some have been mean. One cussed me out and like wanted me to run him over once too.
What the?
No, it's like, Kevin. I called because like, I can't leave. Kevin. Because he's standing in the middle of the road, or we usually only have one in way in and out.
Unfortunately,
right.
Unfortunately, don't use that against us, people. But he stood in the middle of the driveway
of like right here,
of right here to the side. So this is our
right
driveway, and he wouldn't move.
Please hit me with your car.
And I was
he's
like,
all just end it all
I was
right
like,
now.
Do you want me to? Or you're like, are you?
Oh shit.
Dude, what's the point? Like, I didn't know what to do.
So girl, I can't have that blood on my hands.
Yeah, like, dude, I can't do that to you. I don't know if you want me to hit you or you want to just talk. Like, what's going on? And I had to call Kevin and be like, he's not letting me leave. So someone's got to do something. And of course, after I call and say, like, he's not moving, I've just been like.
Were you here by yourself?
No. This was just during the day. He just wouldn't move.
Okay.
He just wouldn't move. And that's why I called Kevin, because I just left and I told him, hey, he won't let me leave. What do I do?
I'm trapped.
And he's like, oh, let me go out there.
Yeah, Kevin, get up and do something.
And of course, it's like those stupid calls that people call and you run to go pick up the phone. And as soon as you do, it goes away.
Okay.
So as soon as I call, he went away.
Damn it.
And I was like,
Kevin's out there and you're all like, there was a hobo here. I swear.
Yeah, I was like, I wasn't making it up in my head, man. Because he was cussing me out and he was just, you know, going crazy like this to my car. So I was like, yeah, are you trying to talk to me right now?
You're all, I don't know.
Do you want me to go forward? What do you want me to do? I don't know. But that scared me. One, we think some guy almost pulled their genitals out in front of Trisha.
Oh my god. Two. Oh yeah, I remember that.
Because Trisha is confrontational. She goes out there,
she
she's like, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, we told her no. And it was just her and I were filling in for the morning show, and she always opens the windows because right. She's always like, oh, I need some sun. Yeah,
that's me in the afternoons.
Yeah. And so sometimes people like to come in and pee in the bushes or something, I guess. Trisha had warned me. And no, we thought that dude was going to whip out his junk in front of us.
Yeah.
And no, he was just like adjusting his junk and ran away.
He's all, just needed to make a pit stop here.
Yeah, because Trisha was ready to cuss him out and she was going to run
Trisha's
out.
Trisha's ready to fight.
And then I was like, no, he didn't do anything. She's like, okay, all right. He's lucky. He's good.
Yeah, he probably was lucky. Trisha will Trisha fight.
Might cut it off for all I know.
Right.
But no.
Poor hobo lady.
I feel bad now that I know her deeper story, you know?
Yeah, I was here. Well, weekends are wild.
Weekends are wild here.
All actually. We got was the email, so that's what I went off of.
I only experienced the morning part. I did not experience the evening
afternoon part. And they'll keep going and going. And so maybe we'll see who shows up this weekend.
We'll see. One time there was a hobo sitting out there and Lisa was coming to visit on a Saturday. And she parked in the back and she's all, let me in, I'm in the back. And then I'm like, why are you in the back? You could have just parked in the front. And she's all, yeah, there was a hobo sitting out there. She's like, he got there first. I didn't want to move.
He got there first. He claimed
she's
it.
Telling you.
Yeah, I don't know.
You want to go forward?
So we have hobos here. And, you know, it's fine. Just don't poop in our courtyard.
That's all we ask. And if you don't like our radio station, please don't poop in the courtyard.
At least put it in a bag or something.
Yeah.
Write a note to Buzz.
So we're in Buzz's studio here. How you guys like it in here? It used to be messier.
I was gonna say it's very clean, and I'm still shocked. I feel like this carpet is new.
This carpet, it looks nice. Yeah, you haven't gone to Buzz's side, but then he has that carpet protector. But his chair, oh my, it is stained with a bunch of shit. I don't know what it is.
We're gonna create a photo gallery of all his stains.
Oh my god, that's
what
funny.
Stain is this?
Let's what play is... what stain is this, and we'll do that like every guess. Tuesday or
and
something.
Then you can just trace it back when a new strain of bacteria exactly. forms.
You want to know how COVID started?
Buzz's studio.
Buzz's
he's
chair.
Got this dartboard here. I see that you've added a picture.
I have added a photo. I don't know everyone in that photo. I only know two people.
I know two out of four.
Yeah, and I wanted to make it look like somebody stabbed Buzz in the heart, but I actually did that freeballing it.
Oh really?
So, yeah, look at that. I got him. That's in the heart. Funny. I don't, not because I have anything against him, it was just funny.
It's
like,
just
oh
funny.
Right there. I was aiming for Steve actually.
Do you think that's his old co-host Patty?
I don't know Patty.
I don't know what she looks like either.
And I know a lot of people have been asking about her or something.
Funny because our boss brought it up this past week in our meeting. You were there when he's all like, hey, you know, it was nice to have Lisa on. He's all, why don't you bring former co-host or former cast members onto the show for guest spots?
Yeah.
And then they mentioned that his old co-host Patty had told Steve that she's full and ready, like willing to come back and be Buzz's co-host. And Buzz was like, yeah, that's great, but I don't think she realizes it's now more than just being on air.
She's gonna need a podcast.
She's gonna need a podcast.
She's gonna have to do digital.
No, we have to do digital now.
Yeah.
And so Buzz is like, I don't think a lot of people understand that that's part of the job now.
Yeah, no, they don't.
You have to write these articles. You have to do this, you know, this digital stuff. And a lot of people think like, oh, it's just you're going to be on air for 4 hours and
call it a day.
And call it a day.
No.
But no, it's not.
Times
like
are
that.
Changing.
Times are changing.
Radio is not dead. But and it is dying if you don't do all this digital stuff.
Yeah. Exactly. We find ways to make it work.
Yeah, got
to
stay relevant.
Exactly.
And here we are.
And so, welcome. Here we are. But this past week, we did meet with a potential new hire.
Ooh.
Who did understand the duties of digital.
Duties. Digital duties.
Who does understand that that needs to be something. I've read some of her work. Not bad.
It's good. It's funny.
It's funny. It's cool. It's funny. She's young and very spunky and full of life.
Hip.
And when I met her, I was like, this place is going to tear her down.
Like the rest of us.
Like the rest. I, too, was young and hopeful and full of life.
Back in the day.
Back in 2014 when I first started here.
I don't even remember. 2012?
2012.
You've been here a while.
I've been here for a good
That's 10
while.
Years already.
I didn't get nothing.
Oh, my goodness.
Why did I get a poem?
I know, or a poem.
Or a TV.
Buzz has been here 30. April's over.
Nobody cared.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God.
Nobody cared.
I
Oh my God, you're right.
And I only remember because Nico mentioned it today on the show. He's like, Buzz, you've been on for 30 years.
I still have my balloons from my party that say 30. I'm going to bring them in.
Oh, you that's should. Funny.
I'm going to bring them in.
Happy 30th, Buzz.
Happy 30th, Buzz. Because honestly, I thought somebody was going to make a big deal about it.
Not to us.
Everyone nobody, forgot.
Like Emily said, nobody cared.
Nobody cared.
And
for
that's
once.
One of the reasons that Buzz is getting mad lately. Maybe that's why he's been so cranky.
I just want an excuse for cake again. I'm going to tell Kevin when I leave, hey, I'm going to bring in my 30 balloons. Someone bring yes. the cake. Can you bring a cake on Monday? Because I need something to look forward to. Yep.
We have to find joy in working.
And it's in pastries.
Usually it's that. And nobody tell the sales side because they never tell
they
us.
They never invite us for cake.
Yeah, I mean, they always give us the leftovers.
No, they'll be like, oh, there's some fruit. And it's like a grape yeah. and a piece of
donuts.
Melon.
It's
and like, then it's like the bad good. Donuts, not even the good ones.
Yeah, yeah, they take everything that's good and they're like, all right, they can have the rest.
And
yeah,
they're like, it'll us. Be there at the end of the hall. It's sad.
It is sad. Just like them forgetting it's Buzz's 30th year on air.
Maybe that's why he's been so cranky. Nobody made a big deal.
I honestly thought they were going to. They really should.
They should. It's 30 years.
Wow. And we are going to end April tomorrow.
Oh,
and
my
nobody
God.
Nobody cared.
Nobody cared about Buzz's 30th.
He didn't even get a TV.
Where the hell is my phone? I heard it. No, it's Instagram. We'll talk later. Anyway, what were we talking about?
Buzz's 30th.
Wow.
Wow.
I didn't even think about it. I know we talked about it because I kept
saying we should do something.
We should do something for
Nico 30th. Wanted to do something to commemorate. Like he had sat down with me and he's like, we should do something and plan it. And I was like, yeah, we've got time to plan it. Oh, we forgot.
No. Do not have time to plan it.
We don't anymore.
Does it count on Monday?
It should. Yeah. It'll be like April's over. Guess what? It's officially been 40 years. 30 years.
40.
Hey, don't jinx it. Oh, fuck. If you want 40 years of Buzz, come poop on the...
Come poop.
Hey, that's what he got for his 30th.
That was his gift.
So 30th is like how they say, oh, the second year anniversary is gold or whatever.
Oh, yeah. We should find out. What is
the
30th?
The 30th is poop.
Like poop. P for platinum. I mean, P for poop.
P for poop.
What is
the 30th? What do you give someone? Because I read somewhere too, like the first anniversary is paper. I was trying to do wedding stuff because I should care more about what you give people on their anniversary.
The pearl is the 30th anniversary gift.
Johnson Jewelers, we're looking at you. Do you ever hear about that contest that they did that they were giving moms a pearl necklace?
They were?
And somebody made, or he wanted to, or somebody wanted to make it a reference to the ZZ Top song Pearl Necklace.
Isn't that about?
Google it.
Like,
Urban Dictionary it.
Urban Dictionary
it's
game.
It's bad.
Pearl Necklace.
It's bad. But
I mean, it's probably good for the person giving the necklace.
Yeah.
And the person who's probably receiving it.
Well, let's get Buzz a pearl
but
necklace.
For us to know what it means.
Yeah, I learned
good.
That day.
Yeah, I learned a lot that day.
That's what the radio station taught me, guys.
This place will kill your innocence.
It will.
So we're telling the potential new hire, run.
That's what run. We're talking about.
That's
potential
what we're talking.
New hire.
Our potential new hire seemed very nice. Very spunky. I haven't had a chance to talk to Buzz because they all went...
They did.
They left to have their own meeting elsewhere to, I guess, interview her, Buzz, our bosses.
Yeah.
But I haven't had a chance to actually talk to Buzz and see what his thoughts were, you know, about this person who could potentially be your new co-host. The only thing he told me was she was very nervous.
He could tell.
He could tell that she was very nervous.
Well, yeah, and it's Buzz Adams.
She did make a big deal out of that. I heard her in the hall and she was like, this is surreal. And then she's like, Joanna, it's so nice to meet you. And I'm like, hey, how's it going? Oh, I've been cool. here since 4, so.
I'm pretty.
I'm exhausted.
Deal. People think I'm a big deal.
I'm exhausted, so. But welcome. Welcome to the Adventure Dome.
Get over sleeping, girl, if you come in here.
Right?
What is sleeping?
My first question to her.
Again.
Are you a fan of sleep? Yeah. Well, fuck that. Forget it.
Throw that shit out the window.
Throw it out. It's right. never coming back.
Because you'll never get it back. The other day, Nico was all like, have you guys noticed, like, you start working here and, like, your joy or your level to go do activities at night kind of went down. And I'm all, are you barely experiencing that? He's been on the show, what, for a few months now?
Okay, I was going to bring this up because I feel there's some things that you still get excited for, even mm-hmm. if you're completely exhausted from the morning show.
True.
Because I used to be on here, and I remember the exhaustion. But if you can go meet Danny Trejo, and I don't know if it's just because I love that man.
Uh-huh.
I wouldn't sleep through it.
Right.
Nico did.
He slept?
He was supposed to go have an interview.
He was supposed to have an interview?
From what I understand, he was supposed
to. That's funny, because Ray just told me, oh, I'll send you an email. You're on the list. I'm still waiting for that email.
I was even wondering, how did these people get invited? Because I didn't hear anything. And I should be the one dishing out digital duties.
Oh, DME.
Yeah.
I got no invite.
I didn't really get an invite either. And Buzz was like, well, you don't really need an invite.
What?
Because he was like, are you going to go? And I was like, I'm not invited. Ray said he'd send an email. I never got an email.
Yeah, you don't.
I didn't
show
even
up.
Get the box with the merch and stuff. Buzz
they only
was
got
kind
of Buzz, right?
Buzz, maybe Mike. Monica, Mike.
I think just Mike and Buzz.
Iris got one.
Iris.
Oh, okay. We'll see. I don't know.
She's
who
in
got
TV.
And then Buzz also was like, "Okay, so."
Oh yeah, she's in TV.
He's all. It came with a mask. I'm keeping the mask. It came with a shirt. Kevin took the shirt. He's all. Oh. But do you want the movie passes? And it's like Fandango gift cards.
And you're like, yes.
And I was like, fuck yeah, I do.
Yes, I do.
Thank you very much. And Kevin was like, Nico wanted them. But we were like, Joanna would use them, actually.
Yeah, if he's going to sleep through stuff. So from what I understand.
Well, I didn't have a scheduled interview with Danny Trejo.
At least I think that's what happened. Because it was already like night and night. And I was dealing with the Kiss side. And from the Kiss side brought in Nico should also have an interview. And.
Oh, okay.
I was like, what? He's going to have an interview. Not nothing.
Nico, I'll give it to him.
And then we get an email saying he slept through it. And I was like, wow. This is Danny Trejo, people.
Yeah, if you have the opportunity to do that, do it.
Yeah.
When Ice Nine Kills came in, I did not sleep through that.
Take a nap.
Power nap.
Wake up. Go do the things you got to do.
Exactly.
We went to see Ghost.
Or drink coffee.
Drink coffee, take a nap.
Double fisted. So I told Michelle, I was drinking the Red Bull. And then I was like, guess what? Coffee's next.
Are you drinking coffee?
Yes, again? I'm drinking coffee.
Is that why you're jittery?
Now I'm jittery.
Please focus in on how much Emily is shaking over here. Like a chihuahua.
I also shake all the time, though. So I don't know if that's anxiety or Asperger's.
But I kid. It is fun working here, right?
It
has
fun.
Its perks.
It does.
It definitely has its perks. And then when I want to get out of things with people, I'm like... You know what? I have to go into work at 4. I don't think I can make it.
I feel like that's
comes in clutch.
Like main thing to get out of everything.
Definitely.
Guys, we got to work early tomorrow.
We got to work. I got to get up at 4. By 4:30? No. By 4:30, I have to be here. What time does the show start?
6.
Oh. Fuck. Oh, my God.
I get you like 5:30.
The other last Saturday that I was coming into work, I woke up at 4:30. And I was like, oh, shit.
I'm sorry,
late.
I haven't sent you anything lately to wake you
up. I know you haven't. No, what time? It was 4:30. And I was like, oh, shit, I'm going to be late. And then I went into the bathroom and I was like, I got to go. And then my sister's in the bathroom and she's like, yeah, I'll get ready right now. And then I go into my room, I check my alarm and it hasn't rung. And I'm like, why didn't you ring, you bitch? It was Saturday.
Oh.
I don't come in until 6 on Saturdays.
Now you're just sitting there waiting.
And I was like, I'll see you in an hour. Yeah.
Oh, you fell back asleep?
I fell back asleep.
Good for you.
I can do that. I can wake up and go back to sleep if I have to. So.
Yeah.
But it kind of messes with you.
Yeah, Saturdays are no fun.
Me too. Our new potential hire.
Do you want to work Saturdays?
Yeah.
I'll hire you right now.
Hire this girl right now. She will work Saturdays.
I don't even think they would put them on Saturdays.
No, they wouldn't.
I bet they would not.
That's
what I always try to wonder. Like, why is it Joanna? Of everyone on here,
why is it
only Joanna?
Joanna is the producer.
Who's the other Saturday?
What do you mean, who's the other Saturday?
You do every Saturday?
I do every Saturday.
Oh. It used to be Faith, though.
It used to, Faith would come in every now and then, or they would schedule her every now and then.
But she did. She's like, bye.
Yeah, she did.
So she's gone now. It was Brandon, it was on and off me and Brandon.
I used to do it, too.
That's insane. So how come it's not you and Nico?
You want to trust Nico here on a Saturday by himself?
That was a dumb question.
They put him here on
trial run
Christmas morning. They made him work Christmas morning.
Oh, yeah.
And he, you know how you have to fill out the logs.
Yeah.
Check the boards. Yeah, he did none of that.
Well, I bet you nobody told him what to do.
No, but of course not. No one told him what to do.
But.
And I was like, dude, you didn't check the logs. He's like, they told me to come in here and just make sure the place didn't burn down. And I was like, respect.
Yeah.
You know, that's fair.
Yeah. That's what was going to happen.
And so, yeah, I don't think they're going to. And Nico's only part time.
Well, maybe we can ask that lady outside. Hey, you want to watch the board?
Can you watch this?
Just make sure the place doesn't burn down.
They'll pay you in Whataburger gift cards.
Heck yes.
And or I think she'd appreciate that.
Starbucks
gift cards.
No, I'm at $5 and it's staying that way.
Forever and ever.
So potential new hire. I hope you don't like sleep because.
But if you want to really work, go be an intern for 600 ESPN El Paso.
We need somebody there, actually. If you know baseball.
We do. That's why I'm bringing it up. We do need people.
We need people for 600. If you
want to work with Steve Kapowitz.
If you're a communications major and you need college credit, perfect place to go.
Come on over.
Come on down.
Not for the rest of us, because we won't know about you for years later.
Intern Emily.
Joanna, Michelle.
Huh? Michelle. God, were we all interns?
Yeah.
Fuckers didn't pay us.
Honestly, that's
what
you get.
We all worked for free.
We all worked for free.
I mean, it was college credit.
True. And I needed college credit.
I remember.
I paid to work here.
What?
You paid?
No, you pay your school to work here.
Oh, yeah.
You need college credit, so I'm paying UTEP.
Good point.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
I paid EPCC. Thanks, UTEP.
I paid EPCC. And look at that. They trapped me here somehow.
Yeah, same.
UTEP still asked for money, and you're like, I already gave you a bunch of money. No.
And they're like, not school satisfied? Those fuckers.
No, and then one of our sales people, they're always like, you should give money back to the college. You should be proud of your school. And
why,
like,
bitch?
What? I'm like, I gave them a lot of money. They don't
care. I paid my dues.
They charge you money. They need to give
me money.
If
anything, they owe me some money.
They should give me money. They should be helping people out. But yeah.
Oh, that's right. People still give money to their schools after.
People do that?
Yeah, rich people.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't see why. Unless you're trying to get your kid in there. Like
I don't love my school that much.
Aunt Becky.
Yeah, unless you pay the school, be like, please take my child. But nobody's paying UTEP that way. Everyone gets in. Nobody gets out.
True. I'm trying to get out.
Oh, yeah, Michelle's
in. And I believe you could. You're doing great. I'm so proud of you.
Somehow.
I feel like Michelle's my little baby.
I'm tired.
I'm so tired.
Anyway. What else did we want to talk about? Any ideas? Yes.
Nobody acknowledged Buzz's 30th.
She's still on that. She is so shocked.
I really am.
Maybe they sent him something.
Just because it's Buzz.
Privately.
Like, weird.
Like maybe Brad gave him something expensive as fuck.
I'm going to ask on Monday.
He got his huge ass TV for the 25th.
Exactly.
Oh, shit.
Exactly.
It's a nice TV.
Exactly. All right. So this is 30th.
I think he said he wanted a car.
A car?
Because when I was talking to Nico and we were trying to plan something, he's all like, well, Buzz wants a car. And I was like, well, get in fucking line because so do I.
Charlie Clark Nissan.
Hey, yeah.
What yeah, we had that fool in the other day. That dude is jacked, by the way.
He's a superhero, Joanna.
I know, but I'm just saying, I didn't expect the car guy to be all jacked like that.
I know. What does he do? Move cars all day?
He said that he went to train in like England with the same guy who trained Jet Li.
Yeah.
And I was like, and did you know that that lady, his nana, is not his grandma?
Oh my God, yeah.
My mom asked me this and I was like, I did not get to hear it. Who is she?
Michelle and discovered this.
Who is it?
His nanny.
There you go. My mom was right. I'm like, no. She's like, well, maybe I misheard. And it's like, nana, like grandma.
Yeah. You know how some people call their grandmas nanas?
Yeah.
And he kept saying nana. And then in my house, my nana is my sister.
Oh,
I call my sister nana.
Yeah.
And so I was like, oh, he has a Mexican little grandma. I can relate. That was a lie.
Can no longer relate. I didn't have a nanny.
Right.
It was his nanny. And because his parents traveled a lot. The nanny took the role of like taking care of him all the time.
Like the help.
Yes.
like help.
The cha-cha.
You is smart. You is kind.
Yes, that's exactly what she would tell him. And he went on to do all these things. And they were like, you should put your nana in the commercials with you.
Oh,
you know, to pander to the Hispanic audience.
Anyway.
But I'm reading this and I'm all, oh, that's not his grandma?
We felt betrayal.
I thought he had to one-up Oscar Leeser and be like, I'm not putting my mom. I'm putting my grandma.
Exactly. I thought that's what it was.
I thought so too. No.
Well, we all learned something today.
It was because he loved his nanny so much because she basically raised him because his parents were busy doing car shows and shit. I read the entire story.
Very invested.
I was so invested. I didn't get the mask, but I got the movie gift cards. That's all that matters. So that's all that matters. I'm going to go see a movie somehow.
Órale.
Órale. And I'm all, I bet the órale is a lie too. I bet he barely learned how to say that.
Anyway, Charlie Clark, if you could give Buzz and Joanna a car.
Anyways, Charlie Clark.
Feel free to sponsor this podcast.
Here.
No. I still love you. Give me a car. I will work for it. Just ask the Sleep Number people. They asked for another year with me.
They did?
Yes. I'm still back with them. And the bed is mine.
Isn't that funny? Because you don't get any sleep.
It is funny. Because in my commercials, I'm all like, I get great quality sleep.
Don't pay attention.
Look, those 2 hours of sleep that I get are very restful. And I love you, Sleep Number.
And my sleep number is?
My sleep number is 40.
Oh, good times.
It's only 2 hours, but it's very quality sleep.
That's all that matters.
And that's all that matters. Sleep Number has kept their word.
That's perfect.
That was great. Yeah, give me a car, Charlie Clark.
Give me the ones that were in the Gringos.
Yeah, I'll take anything.
Are you going to go watch that one, actually? Do you want to see it?
You want to go with Ned and I?
Sure.
Yeah.
I'll wait till it's on demand.
On demand,
or
it'll probably be on demand somewhere.
Yeah, go on Tuesdays, you know, cheaper.
It is cheaper on Tuesdays. $5 at Bassett,
yeah,
which is my new favorite place to go since the bistro shut down.
Ah, yes.
R.I.P.
R.I.P.
That one was my favorite.
Fallen Heroes.
Fallen Heroes. I wanted to start a new segment called Our Favorite Articles on the Website.
Oh.
Because I have one that I thought, that's fucking genius. And I can see why that fucker's always on top.
Uh-oh. Which one?
Mike.
Okay.
Do you want to get engaged at a Chihuahuas game? Here's how much it costs. It costs $500.
Oh, I did love that article.
And I thought, that article sounds amazing. I clicked on it and I'm all, genius.
Genius.
Fucking,
yeah, I was like,
pure genius.
Yeah, because I was like, you have to pay?
Exactly, right?
That was.
I already paid to get into this game.
And now I gotta pay $500.
I paid for a ring. And now I gotta pay $500 just so I could be on your grass.
Some great grass.
But they at least put their name up, right?
Do they?
I think so. I thought I read that. I don't know. I gotta read the article again.
I know, right? But I just thought this article's amazing.
KLAQ.com.
Better be the best grass you've ever stepped on.
It is.
Yeah, because they don't let a lot of people step on it.
They don't.
I stepped on it once.
They only let those little kids run on the dirt and they get them off the grass. They put a blanket or whatever so they can run.
That's wild.
They really take care of that grass. And I think it's like fake. I've seen them pick it up.
For the soccer games?
I've seen how they do that.
For the soccer games, what do? They cover everything, huh?
No, it's still grass.
I don't know. I've never been to a loco game.
Same.
It looks like a soccer field. So, how the fuck do they do it?
I don't know.
Because they pick up the grass. They can take it with them. Yeah. And they just rearrange
it. We need a video of that.
To look like a soccer field.
Let's go to the Chihuahuas and ask them. Show us how you convert.
I want to see you pick up that square of grass right now.
Can we throw it?
Can I just touch it?
I want to touch
with my hands.
I want to throw it.
I've touched it before because my nephews were in Boy Scouts and they did a sleepover.
Yeah. I thought those were cool.
They were all right.
That's actually pretty cool.
It was all right. It was a bunch of kids screaming.
Oh, God.
And I had work that morning. So I was like, can I just get some sleep?
Like, I'm going to knock the hell out.
And then I kept hearing people asking my sister, where's your sister? Where's KLAQ? And she's already asleep.
Yeah. Don't knock on that tent, people.
Exactly.
She's sleeping.
And I was like, I can fucking hear you.
Covers your head.
They pick up the grass, Emily and Michelle.
We need to record this.
And it cost $500 for you to get engaged at a Chihuahua.
Can we do a grass video?
We should.
Yeah, just grass.
Like, we're just gonna watch grass grow. But this grass is fake, so it's never gonna grow.
So watch it.
It's like watching $500.
At that point, what you really should do is they have like a fireworks display. While that's going on,
do it outside the stadium.
Yes, confess your love to your beloved.
No, just do it there.
And then while the fireworks are going, get down on one knee.
You don't have to go down
right next to the margarita stand.
And wait till Chico walks by.
Do it next to the concessions.
Do it next to the concessions. Do it.
And then get a hot dog.
Put it in her margarita.
Yeah, exactly.
Then she drinks it.
Not that I'm knocking it. Like,
no, it's cute.
It's adorable. It's cute. I love it.
But no.
I'm not paying $500.
I don't have $500. Yeah.
I don't have $500. Look, I'm single. Not even looking. Nowhere near getting married. But if you're going to pay $500 to do that, I'm going to kick your ass.
Yeah, I've been like, we could have gone for food.
We could have gone to Disneyland instead.
Exactly.
Proposed and you could have proposed to me in front of the Big Mickey.
And that's why I give Faux credit. I told him he thought it out.
I'm going to tell him, give me the Faux.
Yeah, he thought it out. He asked his cousin who goes to Disneyland all the time. And she's like, do it in front of the pumpkin because they are already going to take your picture.
Yes.
Oh, that's smart. So you have someone capturing the moment. Which sadly, the guy he asked on the side to record totally didn't record it.
Oh no!
And so we only have the pictures.
The picture's beautiful.
The guy never pressed record.
Oh no!
So he was just holding the phone.
Oh, that's pretty funny.
I know, and it's sad because Faux was really excited about it. But I thought.
But
that
the pictures
perfect.
Are beautiful. You see, for $500, just take me to Disneyland.
Yeah. Yeah.
Propose to me in
wherever you
castle.
See a photographer because they have a bunch of them
in front of the train station.
Ask for them.
Now, just be like, oh, you can take a picture in front of Cinderella's castle or Sleeping Beauty. Whose is it?
Sleeping Beauty.
Sleeping Beauties. They'll take the picture for you. You're covered.
Yeah. See? Boom. But it's amazing. You can get proposed to at the Chihuahuas.
$500.
For $500.
For a low cost $500.
For the very low cost of $500. Beautiful if you're a big baseball fan.
Yeah.
But I didn't even know that they offered that.
Me neither.
And I learned because Mike from Kiss FM wrote that article.
Way to go, Mike.
Way to go. That was my favorite article this week. None of mine, but Mike's. And Mike's really stood above. I was like, damn, that's
a good
article.
That's why he's up there.
Yes, that's why he always gets like the top views.
Yeah, he knows what he's doing.
Now. He does. Tell him to share wisdom with you.
He will never share wisdom with you.
That's just selfish.
He will drown you.
Whatever.
Be a homie, Mike. We don't use your chair.
Right? Right? I don't judge you for your chair.
I'm going to start putting things on your chair until you tell me your secrets.
Tack on it.
All right. I'm going to poop on it.
What else?
Oh, gosh.
I'm going to Amber Heard it until you
leave a Tootsie Pop on it. A Tootsie Roll.
I'm going to make a pun or something. You know how people in schools, like the teachers, they get all those punny candy bars? Like, oh, you're such, like, it's a pack of sweet tarts, and they're like, we're so sweet on you.
Okay, yeah.
Or something like that. Mm-hmm. I should start doing that here for digital, like, digital puns, but really just leave, like, poop-looking candy on Mike's chair.
That'd be pretty funny.
And now on to one of my favorite things. Let's rate this headline. Self-checkouts. Yes or no?
I know.
Oh, God.
And some headlines, I don't even know what to do because you can't change them. Because then you create two articles. And that just causes problems. So I don't know what to do.
That was one of my favorites.
Self-checkout.
But it
yes
did really well on social media.
Oh, good.
It's a simple thing.
Holy
one
fuck.
Of those. It's one of
Go
those.
Go Glenn. Glenn, who totally still works here.
And one best DJ in El Paso.
What?
When he wasn't working here.
Oh,
okay.
I remember
that. It was before he was hired back.
But now I guess it's fine. It works.
Yeah, I guess
it works.
It worked
now.
Out in the
That's
end.
That's fine. It's cool. We're cool.
Are we cool?
We're cool.
What else do we have here?
Go to KLAQ.com.
Another great one, I thought. Great El Paso bakeries to go to when you want a sweet gift. And I was like, fuck, that's a good one.
That's pretty smart.
I know, right? Well, I want to give
Daniel
a shout out because that is in the emails I send. So just saying.
Yes. Oh my God, they read your emails.
There's times where I tell Emily, hey, what do you think about this one? And Emily's like,
I sent that email.
I sent that to you. And I'm like, oh my gosh, shit. And then it gets lost.
And I'm like, oh wait, yeah, it's like three emails down. It's okay. Don't worry about it.
I hate our email system.
I do hate our system. It's stupid. But yeah.
We switched from the old one and I get confused a lot.
No, I do too. Especially if they send a picture or something, it's hidden in the graphics.
I hate it.
It goes down and down and down, and it sucks. This one. Is this one dead?
It might soon.
Are you dead?
That one's still good.
All I think about is hot ones versus this camera, this camera, this camera.
This one gone down.
We've got a whole bunch of cameras up here.
Well, we're going to try this with Buzz and Nico one day.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll be great. Yeah. Oh, man, I should have brought it. Buzz wrote an article on this spray he bought called Dank Spray.
I saw that, yes.
It's back there. It was here somewhere.
It's back there.
I'm sorry that I can't show it to you, but it smells gross, so I would not spray it.
Oh, the 420 one?
The 420 one. But I hope this was a success. If it is a success, we'll pass it on to Buzz and Nico. They can record their podcasts.
And we'll continue this.
And we'll continue ours. This was What the Buzz, but Buzz and Nico's is the After Buzz. Do you ever think, like, do you think Brandon, like, is, like, he stole my name?
That was mine first.
Yeah.
It's under Town Square now, so.
Yeah, you never owned it anyway.
Yeah, it wasn't his
to begin
with.
I mean, he didn't really own it, but it was his idea.
Yeah, it was the After Buzz.
You know what? Credit is due.
And I don't think, like, Nico even asked him, because they don't have a good relationship.
So, on the next episode.
On the next episode, I will tell you all about how... how mad Nico was when Buzz said that he invited Brandon to be on their podcast.
You won't hear that on the After Buzz.
I don't think they're going to talk about that on the After Buzz.
This is where you get all the tea.
But I have all the information on that, because it was kind of funny.
It was pretty funny. They were like a married couple.
And Buzz was like, how crazy was it when Nico got up? I'm sorry.
Poor Nico.
Tune into the next What the Buzz. If you like this, are we rating and subscribing? What are we doing with this?
Rating?
I don't know.
If you like this video, please rate and subscribe.
Yeah, we're going to put it on YouTube, but I don't remember what they
please
do.
Please rate. Please thumbs up.
Like, subscribe.
Like and subscribe.
Listen to the podcast.
Listen to the podcast wherever you get your podcast, KLEQ.com, the free KLEQ mobile app, Spotify, wherever the fuck you get your podcast. I'm Joanna Barba. This was my co-host, Emily Sleep Murillo. Back there is Michelle Salazar.
Hello.
Let's quit it.